We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Stretch five, bro. So do you think you got the range to be a stretch five?
I guess you're from half court. Just give me the ball.
Taco comes here and Taco scores. Everyone should get free tacos.
His nickname is Stickman.
Dale Arnold.
We are here for another cheat day. We got burgers, we got sushi, we got pizza.
Pizza party.
Probably one of the craziest cheat day ever.
Rich Keith.
I am not supposed to be here today. I am on vacation.
Dale and Keith. Middays.
Kevin Durant. How did Lowry...
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Wiggy is in for Dale today. We'll get back to some of the NBA conversation. Wiggy has another way to improve the Celtics, which we will get to.
Yes.
Another all-star player could be on the move, but it's the NBA, so...
It's a big move, too.
All bets are off. It could certainly happen. But with the all-star break, taking a look at some of the bigger stories in baseball, and specifically for the Red Sox... Is what do you do? Do you end up trading Mookie Betts? Can you sign him to an extension right now? And all the while, he is not having his best year. And I wonder how much of it
why
is the contract.
What's the purpose of keeping him? Like, we get into discussion
so
all the time.
So why you would keep him is right. He's one of the best players in baseball, even still, right?
Yeah, I would say that.
And if you can get your way into the playoffs, they're two games out of the wild card. If they can get into the playoffs... Don't you have a chance with him on your roster to maybe win the whole thing again or not?
Aren't you risking the potential of maybe losing him and not getting nothing?
In 2 years, though.
Or are you thinking like this? Okay, so we just basing it on this season that we're in and saying, okay, they can potentially get the second wild card spot and their chances are better with Mookie than without Mookie, right? So you say, okay, we're focused on this season, and now what we'll do next year, a year from now, is we'll trade him.
Yeah, I think you take the playoff run because you also don't know where J.D. Martinez is going to go, right? Every year, Sale and Price as pitchers are getting older, and like so, you don't know what you're going to get out of those guys.
But
I would keep bets for this year, even if he turns down the extension. I'd want him for this playoff run.
But now you're going to lose him with getting nothing for him back.
But you have 2 years.
Yeah, but see, it's not real. Because you don't have 2 years.
Well.
You've already basically said. No.
Why not?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to.
All right. Well.
Right? Yeah. You already said we're chasing this second wild card spot.
They're currently.
Chasing it.
Chasing it. Yes.
Whether or not they get it, they don't know, but they're close enough where they could potentially
You can't give up on that right now, right?
So you can't.
In the traditional sense, if you're two games out at the All-Star break,
right.
You wouldn't say we're out.
Right. So
the teams you're chasing are Cleveland and Oakland.
So you're not giving up on that is my point.
And Tampa.
My point is you're not giving up on that second wild card spot.
No, I wouldn't.
So, all right, so you'll keep him.
They just won four in a row going into the break. Do you like that?
How do you think they're going to do next year?
The Red Sox?
Yes.
Hopefully better than this year.
But just based on paper. Let's just based on
based
paper.
Based it on paper.
Right. Do you think they'll
is J.D. Martinez back?
Let's say he's not back.
They're not as good.
But do you think they're in the hunt?
Yeah, they should be in the hunt every single year.
Okay, so
they spend so much money, and they do have a lot of really good players. They should be in the hunt every year. This year, they don't have a bullpen, and it's killing them.
Right.
We all knew they didn't have a bullpen.
Right.
They said, we don't care. We didn't really have one last year, although they did have at least a closer.
Right.
And that, right, to me, is killing them. Their lineup is too good.
They are in the hunt. They're going to be in the hunt this year, and they're going to be in the hunt next year. So then that means you're going to lose Mookie Betts for nothing because you're not going to trade him.
Yeah, but you're saying nothing as though he gives for
you.
Yeah, but... You're also getting him for the playoffs.
But he's going to walk. But you're not.
So you might have two more playoff years out of Mookie Betts.
But you're in the hunt, though.
You can get some prospects?
You're not winning the World Series.
How do you know that?
I don't think you are.
Well, I don't love their chances right now either.
Right.
But I think Mookie Betts gives you a better chance to win than without him.
He does give you a better chance to win. I mean,
an obvious statement, but still.
Right. But you're looking at your future and where you're going to be. So you're going to lose Mookie Betts, and you're basically going to say, okay, we're going to lose him for nothing because we're two games out of the second wild card spot, and we're still in the hunt. And next year, we'll probably be in the hunt just because of the talent that we have.
Sham, do we have breaking news? Is this true? Is this?
This is breaking news.
Wow.
Dale and Keith. Yeah. Brought to you by J.N. Phillips Auto Glass.
I'm nervous.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
The Boston Celtics. I told you.
Boston Celtics.
Russell Westbrook.
And it's not Russell Westbrook. According to Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports, the Celtics will be waiving forward Gershon Yabusele.
You really need to do a breaking news sounder for that?
Yabusele. People like Dabusele.
Is that
people
real?
Don't like him?
That's it.
Good player. First round pick. 16th overall. French Larry Johnson is what I was told when they drafted him.
So that's breaking news?
It just broke, yeah.
Really?
The news just broke.
Jesus.
He played.
We are definitely reaching here.
It's the summer weeks. He played in 74 games for your Boston Celtics. He averaged 2.3 points per game, and he is gone. You know what I feel good about? The roster spot of one Taco Fall. Don't you have to feel pretty good?
Well, yeah, I mean,
add him up. Take all that information. Gershon Yabusele out. You know who's going to be really upset is weird Celtics Twitter. You ever followed some of those guys on there? Celtics Twitter is a wild scene.
Yeah, I'm.
And they love Yabusele.
A little bit into it.
And his rear end.
Oh, so, he's got a fat ass.
He's got a rump.
Now he's gone. Now he's gone. It's a sad day for everybody.
I was watching the game. My wife was like, damn.
What? Look at that boy.
Woo. I'm kind of like,
He's got a wagon, Wiggy.
He does.
Yeah, but it doesn't like, for guys, nah, it's like, on a woman, you'd be like, okay, Yabusele, where's your sister? Where is your sister? We want to see what your sister looks like. But on a guy, you're like, oof.
The French Larry Johnson, yeah. so kind of came and went there.
He had like blonde hair, green hair. He had all the different hairstyles.
He had a few different hairstyles under his belt, that's for sure.
God, Rick, he was horrible. He was bad. He was bad. Yeah, let's be honest.
He sucked. Yeah, he sucked.
Celtics Twitter coming for Jay Wiggs in 3,
I know.
2.
They're going to be mad.
But wasn't he bad, though?
Yeah, he didn't play. He stunk.
But I mean, even when he played, it was like...
The 16th overall pick. Just a couple of picks after him, and number 20, Caris LeVert went number 20 that year.
This guy, how's he playing in the end?
Siakam went 27th. So the Celtics drafted Gershon Yabusele and Ante Zizic ahead of Pascal Siakam.
I'm like, how does this dude even play? I watched him in the summer league, matter of fact, because it was on the other night.
Yeah.
And he's just so bad.
That's why they cut him. So they
gives
cut
you
him
no
his,
offense.
No.
Nah. He can't. He's
no,
he can't rebound.
No, he can't do that either.
All right. So what you mean calling me the Larry Johnson?
The French Larry
the
Johnson.
The French Larry
yeah.
Johnson?
6'8", 260 is what he's billed as. And it's not.
Big
it's
Baby
not a
Davis
tight
is a better player.
Either.
Big Baby
oh,
Davis.
Oh, much better.
I would take Big Baby Davis now,
right now?
Even when he's getting thrown out of the big three
yeah.
over Yabusele.
Maybe Yabusele's going to the big three. Maybe that's his next move. If there's any room for him.
No, there's a spot.
I think
the big three is starting to like.
Yeah.
It's starting to go downhill a little
bit. I think
bit.
It might be. Let's go to Jim in Lowell. He wants to talk about Mookie Betts. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good afternoon, boys.
Good afternoon.
First, a comment to Wiggy. I think it was the first time I talked to him since he's been on EEI. And you know what? Your contribution to the snowball is by far the most underrated contribution of anybody from that game. Without all those receptions you made in that game, the Patriot legacy did not get started that
well,
game.
I appreciate that.
You know this guy?
By that game.
Well, you know
thank
guy?
You very much. Underrated.
Is it a friend or a relative?
We've been doing overrated, underrated players.
Yeah,
and you know
that was
what?
Underrated.
And that's it. But I had a question if you were still on that trend, but I'll give you the answer to the question. Why they let you go, Wiggy? Certainly wasn't your reception ability because they really missed that the next 2 or 3 years.
No, they
years.
Brought in Christian Fourier.
I thought you wanted to talk about Mookie Betts.
No,
you know what? I am calling about Mookie Betts, but you were by far
like
better
it.
Clutch
no.
receiver than Christian. You were better clutch receiver than Christian.
I would agree with that one.
But it's the blocking is what I think that they want. You know, their tight ends have to be more blockers than
yes.
receivers. But
yeah.
But Mookie Betts, Mookie, he turned down a $280 million a year contract for the Red Sox last year. He did them a favor. He's not a $30 million a year player. $30 million a year players don't back 265 1 year and 320 the next year. And he's done that twice out of the last 3 years now, if you count this year. And he struggled in the playoffs to hit last year. He only hit barely about 200. This year, he by far had his worst defensive season, and he's not hitting in the clutch a lick. If there's somebody out there that thinks he's a superstar, they should absolutely take that package now while there's still a year and a half left on his contract. It's clear he doesn't want to sign here.
He was the MVP last year, Jim, so I don't think it's outrageous to suggest he's a superstar. I know, but you're just saying he's not a superstar?
No, he's not.
So the MVP was not a superstar?
I think Jim's more concerned about his consistency.
Yeah, I guess. But I think but he also referenced batting average. Mm-hmm. And listen, I'll point out batting average too. Like I will. It's still to me a baseball stat. I know the nerds sort of ignore it altogether. But if he's going to put all his weight in that, I think he's wrong about it. And it was interesting because there was just an article that came out. David Schoenfeld. He was talking to some of the guys during the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Bregman from the Houston Astros, who we saw last year, he was great in the playoffs. He's a great young player. He had this quote I thought was awesome. He said, "If I wanted to hit 300, I'd hit 300. It's an OPS game, though. It's all about driving the baseball and getting on base, walks, and extra base hits. If it turned into an average game, I'd get the ball out of the air and hit line drives and hit 330. So that's
who said that?
Alex Bregman.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of those things where batting average is sort of nice, but look at the on base. Look at the OPS.
So batting average is overrated.
Yeah, it is probably. Yeah, it is. Well, if I think you can use it, like you don't want your guy hitting 200 like Jackie Bradley, but if he's hitting 260, but he's smashing doubles and homers and he walks a lot, like Mookie Betts is walking a lot, so he's getting on base a lot. If you're doing all of that, I think you're still in pretty good shape. So I wouldn't say, ooh, all the guys that hit 250 suck. And all the guys who hit 300 are great. Well, if you're hitting 300 and it's all singles, like whoopee-doo.
But see, the thing about Mookie Betts, and I think it's like people are, they say he's inconsistent, but I don't think he's inconsistent. Even if you look at this year and you look at where he potentially is going to land, I think he's going to land like roughly where he always lands, except he might have a year or two.
Yeah, last year was sort of a spike. Like if you look at his OPS.
Right, so, you just said it, OPS. Go
so look
that.
At OPS. He goes 820,
yep.
897.
897 is the year he was second in MVP
yep.
voting.
803.
Yep.
Then 1,078.
That's when he wins the MVP.
Yeah, I would say so. And then this year, 859.
Right, so 859. So if he ends up, say, somewhere around 890, right?
I don't know if he gets up there, but yeah, okay.
Let's
say so.
Let's just say so, right?
Let's
play the game. That's where he was when he was second in MVP voting.
Right.
Voting, and people would say
that. So it's really not that far off. And,
right.
And again, I don't want to get into the, like the caller earlier was like, well, $35 million divided by 165 is this
right.
kind of, like, listen, these guys get a lot of money.
Well,
like, Mookie Betts should be one of the 10 highest paid players in baseball. Maybe he shouldn't be number one.
But if you're telling me OPS is the big thing people look at, right?
People like OPS.
Right. So if you're
war.
If you look at the OPS when he was second in MVP, it was almost 900. So if he's at 859, I mean, that's not that far off.
No,
right?
It really
isn't. So that seems like he's still having a pretty good year when it comes to OPS. So the guy is going to end up where he generally ends up when you look at what Mookie Betts is doing this year.
So his OPS, though, in the American League,
mm-hmm.
so this isn't even all of baseball. This is just the American League. It's 23rd. So on the one hand, you're like, well, it's not terrible, but it's not what we have come to expect for him. And it's funny. So Mike Trout is number...
It actually is, though.
But compared to the rest of the league. Right? Like, so that's like because OPS, this is what all these guys care
right,
about. So that's like saying quarterback rating. You can't compare quarterback rating.
Take
10
away
years
his
ago.
1 year where he had, what was that? 1.07 over 1,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of the OPS. Take away that 1 year. The rest of it, he's kind of in the ballpark between, somewhere in the 800 land.
But so my point is, so last year, he was only behind Mike Trout in OPS.
Right.
So for just using that one stat for now.
Right.
And so now he's in the 20s just in the American League. And Devers has a better OPS. Bogarts has a better OPS. J.D. Martinez has
a better
one.
Right, but there'll be a lot of people that'll tell me about his, what's that, 1, 2, 3 years ago when he was second in the MVP voting.
Yeah.
His OPS was very similar to where it is now. So, the outlier is him being over 1,000 OPS.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think he's going to be that, but high eights is what you're looking for.
Right, that's where
he
is
also
now.
The war stat, which all the nerds love too, wins above replacement, he is seventh in the American League. Again, Mike Trout kind of running away with that, but Mookie
but
Betts.
But see, that's why I don't go to all these geek numbers. The eyeball test. That's why I told you.
I only brought it up because the last caller was saying, why would you pay a guy who's hitting $260, $30 million? I'm like, well, I think it's a little bit more in-depth than that.
Right, and when you look at Mookie Betts, he's, you know, you can make the argument based on what he brings to the table, right? A guy that can we say he can hit for power?
Yes.
He can hit for on-base percentage, right?
Yes,
a good athlete, so we know what he does in the field. He pretty much has everything. And so when you look at Mookie Betts as a player, that's the going rate for a player of that caliber is $35 million dollars a year. And he could make the argument he's the second-best player in baseball. He's just having a little bit of a down first half.
I think that's high for me, but I definitely have him in the top 10, without question.
You went to the guy Christian Yelich, right?
Yeah, Christian Yelich. Nolan Arenado, I would say, is better. Nolan Arenado is maybe the best player in the National
League. I looked at his numbers, right? So Christian Yelich is having a very
killing it this year.
Good year. But 2 years ago, I mean, he was just the guy.
Yeah, no, I'm saying right now. Like, same with like Cody Bellinger. Cody Bellinger's having an unbelievable year, but he's going to have to sort of keep it going.
But when you look at consistency over the year, they're not as consistent as Mookie Betts, this Christian Yelich guy. When you look at his numbers compared to Mookie Betts consistently, and you say, okay, who's more of a consistent player and where they are for the numbers that they have, this Christian Yelich is basically this year and last year were his best 2 years. And he's been in the league. You know, what's this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Yeah, no, he's playing his best right now, but I think that's part of it too, is what are these guys doing right now and can he keep this going? Whereas Betts, it sort of seems like takes a big step up and then a little bit of a step back and then he's kind of going up and down.
I think his steps, that's where the difference is. Like when he takes up, he's not really taking a giant step down. I think that's
very good.
But I think that's where a lot of the criticism comes with him as a player. They go, oh, he was the MVP last year. But when you look at his numbers, besides OPS, you know, and you start to see what he is as a player, you kind of start to look at Mookie Betts and go, you know, all right, he's kind of similar to where he always is, besides OPS and, you know, batting average.
Let's go to Eddie in the car on Mookie Betts. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, how are you? Hey, Wiggy, first time talking to you. Welcome. And it's nice to see that they definitely are squeezing whatever they can out of you this week.
Yeah, they
should be working, isn't it? Hey, and Keith, congratulations. There isn't a better feeling in the whole wide world than having a baby.
Thanks, Eddie.
I'd like to talk about Mookie Betts. The guy that was on earlier, he was mostly right about what he was saying. The guy that was saying that he's not worth the money, I think he's worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with Mookie, and this is just for me, I saw in the playoffs last year when the pressure was on and I don't know, man. I mean, you know, it seemed like that the playoffs was he was in a position he should have been able to make a little bit more noise. He wasn't the guy that made the noise. And if they had lost against the Dodgers, he might have probably been a guy that, you know, they were barking about. But because they didn't lose and all these other guys stepped up, it was pretty much insignificant. And then he had a home run, I think, late in the series. So he still didn't look all that bad. But with that being said, I'm a little concerned because he had a great season last year. I thought he disappeared in the playoffs. And I'm concerned this year because the reason why I say this, it's about pressure. I think there's some pressure on him. I think there was pressure on him last year in the playoffs. And if I'm going to be laying out all this money, I really got to think long and hard if this is the guy that I want to invest in. Now, he's a great player, and I love him. But I'm just, you know, you follow me, you hear where I'm coming from.
I do, Eddie, I get it. I mean, there's some questions about him for sure. I think the playoff thing is...
It's real.
It is real. He's had 3 playoff runs. Now, the first year was just, 3 games and they were out.
Right.
The second year was four games when they were out, and then obviously last year winning the World Series. So he has played in a total of 21 playoff games. He's hitting .227 with a .654 OPS.
Right.
And the one career postseason home run he has was in the World Series, and that was sort of a, you know, they were going to win with or without that dinger. So, yeah, I mean, you can add that to the list. Now, he's not going to have as much of the, ooh, like A-Rod can't get it done in the playoffs or some of these other guys because they won, he has a ring at least.
But that's the road he's going down, though. Like, when you think about it, you know, I think that's the thing that people will talk about, right? When you look at what Mookie Betts has done in the regular season, you know, we know what type of player he is. But his biggest struggle has been the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And that because they've been able, he's been able to, you know, win a World Series, you know, that kind of overshadows some of his performances or his lack of performances that he's had in the playoffs. And that's going to be the biggest thing with him. But in this market where he's playing, well, the minute I say market, but in this era of baseball, as of we sit here today, July 10, 2019, he is a $35 million a year player all day long. And the Red Sox should offer him that because they it makes the Red Sox a better team. But if you don't get him to agree to do it, then you move on from him.
Tom in Upton has a good point. Tom, what do you got?
Hey, guys. I want to talk about toothpaste today. I know how that set you off last time. So let's just look at – you're talking about him 23rd in the AL, correct? In OPS.
Yeah, Mookie Betts. OPS lead. Yep. Mookie Betts 23rd.
Yeah, it's
yep.
a ju- – yeah. The reason that he's 23rd is because the ball is juiced this year. Christian Vasquez, for God's sakes, has 14 home runs to his 13 for Betts. You know, I'm not saying he's not a top player and doesn't deserve good money, but let's not go crazy with $350 million contracts or over that. He's not worth it.
You know what, Tom? And thanks for the phone call, because it's interesting that you bring up the baseball. We haven't really gotten into that much mm-hmm. today.
Yeah, but if the baseball is juice for Vasquez, why isn't it juice for Mookie?
No, that's what he's saying. He's like, it is, and he right. still only has 13 dingers. There are 33 major leaguers with 20 or more home runs at the All-Star break.
Yeah, he's just having a bad year.
It's a career, it's an all-time record-breaking year for right. home runs across baseball. And so you say, well, can you get a guy, now they're not going to be the same overall player, but sort of the run production. Can you get a guy that's going to hit you 30 dingers, drive in 90 to 100 runs, have an OPS in the 800s, do you need to spend $35 million a year on that, or would you be able to find somebody else? It seems like more and more guys in baseball are going to be able to do it. And when you look at some of the names of guys with over 20 home runs right now, and it's not exactly the who's who.
Right, so you bring up a good point.
Thank you.
Is it worth
that when, might not, yeah.
When you look at it, is it worth using that money amongst maybe two guys that can, you know, give you some of that production? But are you now running the risk that what if those guys that you said that you're looking at, it's not a who's who? What if they go back to who they really are?
It could happen.
Where we know Mookie's having a down year, but even in years past.
Well, as I said, the floor for Mookie Betts, you know, is still pretty solid. Right, and the ceiling is
right,
you know, MVP of the league.
We know Mookie Betts, even this year, it looks like he's going to hit 25-plus home runs. That's what he usually is,
yeah.
25 to 30 home runs. He's going to get you 80-plus RBIs, but that's who Mookie Betts is. Some of these other players that you said are hitting home runs that,
everybody's
you know,
hitting home
yeah,
runs.
We don't. But some of these guys, you're like, wow.
Yeah, just a regular dude, like regular no-names.
Right, but these regular no-names, what if they come back to Earth and they
could turn into a pumpkin.
Yeah, and
it's true.
And their ceiling is 10 home runs.
Right. All right, we will get to more of the baseball thoughts on this with Mookie Betts and sort of the home runs in baseball and whether it's even helping the game that much. But we have Kiefer Madness coming up next, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After trending.
Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness. What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yes. Exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
They say he was feeding it meth to keep it aggressive.
Earl Duncan Hyman.
Good-looking, physically fit women to wrestle.
I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine.
Here we go. It is time for Kiefer Madness. Well, I guess it's a special Wednesday edition, as I have not been in for a while. Wiggy is in for Dale.
I'm a big fan of Kiefer.
Thank you.
The original, one of the first Kiefer Madness was with the Walker. Remember the one you did on the extreme walking?
Yeah, the Olympic speed walk.
Yeah, Olympic speed walk, and then he pooped on himself.
Yeah, all over himself. Passed out. It was a whole episode. Wiggy, this one we go down to Florida. And I do have to warn you, it is a little gross.
It's always Florida,
it's
man.
It's almost always Florida. And we'll find out what this lady was up to.
All new at 11 now, a boycott, now the rallying cry for business owners in Indian Shores. This after a woman is caught on camera with her pants down, urinating in an ice cream machine.
Wow.
Yeah.
In an ice cream machine.
In an ice cream machine. The old pants down, urinating.
I know they've been licking ice cream. I've seen that everywhere.
So that has sort of become a new trend, which I do not support.
No.
I don't know who would support this.
They should be thrown in jail for 50 years.
Yes. Did you see the one monster that opened up an iced tea and spit into the iced tea and put it back?
People like that should be shot.
Yeah, that's the new one. I agree.
I'm going to be on the record. Shot on sight.
I agree.
If you
touch the food.
Right. That's the most disgusting thing in the world, and I wish nothing but death on people who do that.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think that's
and that might not be far enough.
Well, if you can shoot
anybody
them and
they
then
know.
Dig them back up and shoot them again, I'm all for it.
Double tap.
Yes. I got like physically sick watching the
it's
kid.
Disgusting.
And what do? They like post it on Instagram or whatever, and they're like, hey, look at me?
Yeah, well, now
they're
licking ice cream. Like, they're going in stores and, and everybody's trying to see who can outdo the next.
I don't like it at all.
And so this lady,
this lady kind of went in a different direction, though. She really kind of polluted the ice cream.
Yeah, I'd have to kind of hear, does she have to work there to pee in an ice cream thing?
You're going to find out. You'll find out.
With her pants down, urinating in an ice cream machine.
Hard to believe. And new here tonight, ABC Action News.
Hard to believe. Yeah, it is, Paul. It's pretty hard to believe, but this is the news that we got.
Hard to believe. And new here tonight, ABC Action News reporter Michael Peluska with the community now backing that shop that's now under attack.
The arrest affidavit is a terrifying read. Jung Soon Whipcha charged with...
Wait a second.
Yeah, that was the...
That's her name?
Yes.
Wait, Jung Soon?
A terrifying read. Jung Soon Whipcha charged...
Jung Soon Whipcha.
Now...
She may have given an alias.
Is she Asian?
She is an Asian woman.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right.
Jung Soon Whipcha charged.
I don't want to see where this is going.
Okay.
Jung Soon Whipcha charged with multiple felonies. Indian Shores police say surveillance video shows Whipcha using the restroom, not washing her hands, then sticking her dirty fingers into the ice cream.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. Get your hands out of the ice cream.
Yeah.
What are you doing? This is like an ice cream store. And so she goes in
That's
there.
Why they give you the metal scooper, so you don't have to use your hand.
Right. And you can even put plastic over it or whatever.
Right.
It's
well, a lot of
pretty
a lot of people now wear the plastic doctor gloves.
Yes.
So where they
And
the,
that's fine.
The Plus, surgical gloves.
Yes.
But we take this business very, very seriously.
So this is the owner of the ice cream store. You're going to get he and his wife are talking to the news station.
But we take this business very, very seriously, and I know when something's been tampered with.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. I mean, if you're sticking your dirty hands in there, he knows.
You can tell they'll
you
be.
You can't pull a fast one on this guy.
No. They should be like handprints in the ice cream.
It probably is. Just her fingerprint. You can catch her quickly.
Have you ever like stuck your hand in ice cream? It has.
Yeah, I don't like it. I've done it. I don't like it.
It gives you a nice fingerprint outline, so you know, like, hey, who's not using the scooper?
CSI Florida, go right in there, get her immediately.
The ice cream tampered with at least 5 times. Police say Whipcha picked her nose and dipped her hands in the.
God.
Yeah, that's come on.
That's you taking.
That's really too much. That's much too much. That might be more gross than the pee.
Yeah, that's boogers.
Come on.
I don't know.
Even the word's gross.
Yeah. Police say Whipcha picked her nose and dipped her hands in the bucket, spit on the ice cream, and in a beyond sickening act of revenge, urinated in an ice cream bucket.
Mm.
an ice cream bucket.
Beyond sickening does not define where we are.
See, now I want to know about what's the store owner's name again?
I forget.
Did we
get, we'll get there. Oh, we'll get there.
Mr. There's, Chiluli.
Yeah, there is a little bit more. Chiluli?
I want to know how.
Chiuli? Chiluli?
I want to know how bad he's treating his employees that this is what they're doing.
Wait.
We just got rid of everything in the store.
Police say Wipsha owns adjoining Indian Shores Food Mart. They also share a bathroom. Paul Chiuli thinks Wipsha targeted them over parking spots.
She works at a place next door. So she doesn't even work at the ice cream place, Wiggy. She works next door. They share a bathroom because it's in like a kind of like a plaza type setup.
Okay.
So our own Chris Shime Time Bebe, he's actually been to this place.
So I've been to Miss Whipcha's convenience store.
Okay.
My family has a place.
Is it that's
in
the name
area.
Of Miss Whipcha's?
No,
it's called
just,
something else.
Okay.
Just some like local convenience store.
Right, like just, you know,
but, you know, I was using her name to clarify here.
Okay.
Now, and so I went in to buy a drink.
Yep.
Or multiple drinks when I was there.
Okay.
And so now I kind of regret that action.
Did you have an ice cream at the place next door?
I absolutely did not. I actually had an ice cream down the street, thankfully.
Oh, you didn't go there. Well,
but I think if you're in the place where Miss Whipcha works, you're good. It's the ice cream store.
No, you don't want to get the ice cream.
Yeah, because we really haven't got to the point. I know we're hopefully getting to the point on why she did that.
Well, she's mad about the parking spaces.
My brother was actually there last week. I hope he did not
boy.
Go.
Yeah,
so she's
Is
mad.
Is he really sick?
So it's the parking space.
Yeah, they're mad. I think they wanted a few more parking spaces. She's like, you know what I'm going to do? What any rational person would do.
Well, how does she
pee in your ice cream?
But how does she get behind the counter to get to the ice cream?
The big thing was over parking. To go to that degree over something so simple in my eyes, like what would they do if it was a bigger thing? Like what if there was a bigger situation? How would she have reacted?
Well, pocket spots are hard to come by now that they see.
Yeah,
now
that's a pretty big deal.
I have to reevaluate this whole story now, now that I know it's parking spots.
Yeah, parking spots. They wanted a few more parking spots.
Yeah, I mean, growing up in East Boston, when you shovel out a spot, and you put your special chair there, or you know, whatever it may be, a box of like, you know, Cheerios. Say, hey, listen, this is my spot.
Oh yeah.
And if they move it,
you're in trouble. They'll be kicking your windows.
Well, they'll be peeing in your ice cream.
Someone once left a note on my windshield because I didn't park properly in the city. They said, "This is city parking. Make sure you park nice and close to the person in front of you."
When I was a kid and I used to shovel out my mother's spot in front of the house, and she's always put out her summer chair, which she laid down in to get a tan. And she goes, "If anybody ever moves my spot, make sure you stab their tires and you shatter their windows." So
those are the rules. Well, that's how it goes there. What do you want?
Now
you're kind of on this Miss Whipcha's side, aren't you, a little bit.
You know, it's parking spots are key. So I need a little bit more information.
Brendan Casey owns Stateside Cava. They've been in business since March and sell ice cream cakes from Lulu's. They are made off-site and are still safe to eat. Casey says small businesses in Indian Shores should stick together, but he wants Whipcha gone.
I'm saying boycott this business. I mean, we shouldn't let people think that they can get away with that and that type of behavior is acceptable.
Lulu's plans to reopen the business tomorrow, of course, with all fresh ice cream. They lost about $2,000 worth of product. Community leaders telling us at some point they're going to hold a fundraiser to try to help them recoup some of their losses in Pinellas County. Michael Paluska, ABC Action News.
Whew. So GoFundMe for the ice cream.
Yeah.
So it seemed like went in there. Where were the people that were working? They just let this lady pee?
I must have been not during business hours, is my guess, because they share a bathroom, so she probably could have gotten in there after the fact, and then they come in the next day, and they see handprints and urine all over the ice cream. Not good.
Okay.
Not good.
All right.
No, it's not.
Well, that's
not good.
The pockets. All about the parking spots.
No, I know.
Are there not enough parking spots in these?
It looked like there's plenty of spots.
There's really not a lot.
Okay.
But, like, at the same time, there should be enough.
There should be enough.
Right. I mean,
we can share.
How big is the convenience center? You said you've been there before.
Yeah, the convenience store. So, like, it's like a little plaza building.
Right.
Like, the convenience store is probably four-fifths of the entire
plaza
area.
But usually there's generally good parking at, like, these plaza places.
No.
Well, that is Florida, too, though.
Not there.
Yeah, and it's right on Gulf Boulevard, too, so it's tough.
You got to think hillbillies down there, they don't know any better.
No. They don't.
Well, this lady wasn't a hillbilly, so I mean.
No, she wasn't. All right, we're going to have more on the NBA because Wiggy has another way to help the Celtics out. Oh, yeah. He's thinking outside the box. He has a way to help the Celtics. Plus,
that's what I've been trying to do, Rich.
More thoughts on Mookie Betts. Is this going to be his last month in a Red Sox uniform? Is that even possible? Can you wrap your head around that? We'll get to all of that here on Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Pants down, urinating in an ice cream machine.
Gross. Licking and sticking a finger in a tub of Bluebell ice cream.
No one licks their ice cream while in the store.
Police in Texas hoping to take a lick out of crime.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI, Jermaine Wiggins in for Dale today. We'll get back to the NBA discussion and the Mookie Betts talk here in just a moment. But so last week I was off. A major life event happened, Wiggy.
Yeah.
And at the end of last week. Was
Is it that major?
It's pretty significant.
I mean.
I don't think there's a more significant
People have
event.
Kids every day.
That's true. But I don't. I've only had them once.
Right.
So that's a pretty significant event.
So for you,
it is kind of crazy to think about. Really billions of people have done this.
Right.
Doesn't seem like it.
Right.
Like when you're in it, you're like, holy smokes.
Right.
You kind of just assume.
But
like,
for us, we're just like, all right, he's having a kid.
Right.
Something happens every day.
Now, this last week was the most jarring thing, let alone bringing in a new life into the world. It was it Thursday or Friday that was crazy hot? What was the hottest day of the year? Was it Thursday of last week? Anyway,
I thought it was Friday.
Was it Friday?
Thursday was the 4th of July, which was not hot, but not
so
steamy.
Was Friday
was the steamy
hottest day.
Yeah.
So you know what happens on Friday? Central air goes out.
Ooh.
Goes out. So I am sweating.
Ooh.
It was real bad.
Don't you have like...
I have central air.
Okay. You don't have no fans?
Yeah, we got two fans. We have two fans
wasn't
in the whole house because we have central air.
It wasn't that hot
yes,
on Friday.
Yes, it was.
No.
Yes, it was. It was like 90-something degrees. It heated up the whole house, so we have like a split level thing.
Okay.
So we had to move everybody down into the basement because it's a little cooler there.
Yeah,
that's where my dragon's lair is.
Well, the heat rises to the top.
That's right.
You know,
so the
heat rising
upstairs,
to the top.
Yes, that's how I remember it too. And so it was so hot up there, so we had to go down. But then the other problem is this is a pretty busy time. It's the hottest day, so we're calling these places, and they're like, well, we can come in like on the 17th. And we're like, good Lord, the 17th.
Right. There's a lot of people that need air conditioning.
Yeah, and that's just the worst time for it. And then it was also the weekend.
Right.
And then so all this stuff goes on. Long story short, we get a guy to come out yesterday. He goes out to like the unit outside, opens it up. There's a dead mouse in there, a huge nest, and apparently the mouse... like chewed through a wire and then it shut the whole thing down.
Electrocuted himself. That's
he must have.
Well, that's what he gets.
Get out of here.
That's what that bastard gets for chewing through wires.
He deserved worse.
Be lucky.
I wish I could have brought him back to life just to kill him again.
Well, be lucky you don't live in New Orleans because now that's hot.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
It's too hot for me. I can't do that. Friday was too hot for me.
I was down there and I'd never been in a place where my wife and I get out of the club at 4 in the morning.
Hey.
And it's
Humble Brag City right here.
I like the Humble Brags.
Yeah.
And it's hotter outside at 4 in the morning than it is in the club. You know, usually...
they heat up, too.
Yeah, but usually in the club, you're hot, you're sweating.
You're taking Molly, the whole thing.
You know, whatever. Whatever likes to float your boat, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to judge.
I'm not really the Molly one, but if Molly's your thing, it is what it is, right?
Whatever it is.
And then usually be like, oh, man, it's too hot in here. You know, I know we've been partying for a minute. It's time to go outside. We got to cool off.
Yes. Smart.
And then you go outside.
And you're like, wait a minute. This is worse.
Let's go back inside.
Yeah, there's places like that, like Atlanta. Like, you get off the plane.
I've been in Atlanta.
You think this is worse than Atlanta?
Yeah, I've been in Atlanta. I lived in Atlanta.
So this is the worst?
Oh, this is New Orleans.
New Orleans?
Next level.
Well, New Orleans in July probably is. There's a reason. Isn't Mardi Gras in, like, March?
Yeah, like February, but New Orleans, is, and then it's like down on the bayou, and it's like
so I heard
slap your mama heat.
I heard you in the hallway before our show went on, and you were talking to somebody about going to New Orleans.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, did you take part in like all the good food they have down there?
Oh, yeah. And that was Mark James asking me about
beignets.
Beignets.
Café du Monde.
Beignets.
They got great stuff down there, and you didn't have like any of the oysters?
No, I don't eat seafood. I know it goes in the water.
What about a muffaletta, Wiggy?
I don't know what that is. Like, you eat all these farm animals. You think they're so much cleaner than the ocean?
Yeah, well, that's different.
You eat pigs?
They don't throw dead bodies in.
Do you eat pigs?
I do. I do like some bacon.
Yeah.
And who don't like bacon?
Oh, everybody likes bacon, but I'm just saying. So like a tuna, you're afraid how polluted the water is. You can eat a tuna. And then you got a pig that's just rolling around in poop all day.
Yeah, it's
and you're like,
oh,
I'll have that.
Yeah, I didn't grow up around a lot of pigs, what are they called? Pigsties?
Yeah.
I grew up around a lot of fish markets.
You grew up around a lot of tuna?
And I could never stand the smell of fish.
All right, some people don't like the smell, but the seafood's the best, though.
And it always, like, kind of is always. But I'm not a big foodie person, so, like, going there and, you know, they were asking me about what beignets and jambalaya and all. Like, I'm not really.
And you weren't having it.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm not really standard to that.
Okay.
I mean, but if I go to St. Louis, I know they got good barbecue. I'll jump into that.
Yeah. I don't even know if they do, though. St. Louis. I know they're supposed to. I don't know how good it is. Let's go to Glenn in Natick. He joins us next. What's, click, click, click. What's going on, Glenn?
Hey. Clearly, Betts is a great all-around player. No one can deny that.
Right.
But can we stop the Trout comparisons? Trout has seven or eight straight years of high 90-plus OPS.
Yeah, no, Glenn, the Trout compare. There is no Trout comparison, but Trout has really no peers. It's like, who's the second best player in baseball? That's really what the debate is.
That's fine, but it's still not even close. He's more of Andrew McCutchen than he is Trout. McCutchen had three straight 900-plus OPS years right around the same time Mookie is the same age-wise. And Mookie's smaller than McCutchen. Mookie's certainly worth good money, but I'd be reluctant to give him 10 years at the size he is. I don't know how long he's going to produce it, you know, close to 900-plus once he gets past 30 years old. And secondly, I would, you know, I don't mind signing him, but if someone's coming to me in the offseason with a really good deal, I'll move him because, unfortunately, the team's botched their pitching staff and paid it so much money, they don't have a lot of flexibility going forward, I think. And I think, you know, if you can trade him, get something for him, that's a value, you know, for the farm system, great. And then find a guy you can slot in there and give maybe slightly less production going forward.
Yeah, I think it's definitely something you're going to have to consider. And I've heard...
I think it's your only option. Because if we've taken a bunch of calls today where people are like, he's not worth it.
No, people seem to be down on Mookie Betts.
Right.
I think that's fair to say.
So he's not worth the 30-35 million.
Committing to him like he's the guy.
But that's what you're going to have to do. And I think he realizes that. They must have offered him something. He turned it down. Maybe he thinks he can get more money in the open market.
Yeah,
maybe they offered him $300 million. Like, you know, let's say they offered him Manny Machado money.
Mm-hmm.
But he feels like I can get 330, 335. I can get Bryce Harper money. And maybe the Red Sox don't feel he's worth that, but you're not getting nothing for this guy.
I don't think playing out the year is nothing. Like getting him on a playoff run, and even next year
who thinks that they can win the World Series this year? Nobody.
Line? Anybody? No, yeah. I got nothing.
Right.
I don't think anybody thinks they can win it this year. But if you trade away Mookie Betts, are you saying we're definitely not going to win it? I don't think
you're saying you're not going to win it. But I think what you're saying is, hey, we still can chase that second wild card spot. And if we get into the postseason, who knows? Maybe we hit lightning in a bottle like back in 2013 and where maybe we put whoever in the outfield and, you know, Jackie Bradley gets hot like he did last year.
No, I understand what you're saying. But I also think the caller's point, too, and I've heard the comparison before, but that would have to be a fear. Because at one point, Andrew McCutchen looked like an absolute stud. He was the MVP of the National League. He had a handful of top three, five finishes in the MVP. And then he hits 30, almost like a running back. And you're like, oh. Like, he's a very average player now. Like, he's fine. He's not.
And maybe that was because he wasn't a big guy either.
No, he wasn't.
You know what I mean? And maybe you lose some stuff and you're not
as powerful. That's scary if he's like him. And he could be. He absolutely could be like Andrew McCutchen. 617-779-7937. Continue with your Mookie Betts thoughts. Should he get traded? If he did, or do you want to sign him to an extension? Have you seen enough and you want him for the long haul? And I don't even know if he wants to be here for the long haul. There's certainly
but
no indication that he does.
Unless you're the Red Sox, you should be entertaining calls. Right? I don't think he's untouchable.
I don't think anybody is really on this team. Like untouchable?
Right,
Well, no. I mean, there's certain guys that you wouldn't want to deal. Yeah, I mean, Bogarts maybe. Like Bogarts and Devers I like a lot.
Right,
but you never know. You never know what the deal might be. Also, we'll get back to the NBA and just what an absolutely chaotic offseason it's been. And Wiggy has his answer. How he's going to make the Celtics the best team in the
East.
I'm
all about giving you answers.
He's got a way to do it. All right. All of that and your phone calls here coming up next. Sports Radio, WEEI.
Slap your mama heat.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.